Lois Today is kindly with us for a kōrero. Lois has been working in the news media for many years, and today we're acknowledging a move that has seen international recognition for a kaupapa that she is spearheading. The Te Rito Journalism Project has won Best Innovation in Newsroom Transformation at this year's INMA Global Media Awards, which are held in the Big Apple, New York. Now, Te Rito was designed as an initiative to address the shortage of Māori Pacifica and diverse journalists in the newsrooms of our country. And its first cohort of 23 cadets graduated in February, and a second has just begun the 12-month program. With us, experienced journalist and now trainer of journalists, Lois Tude. Lois, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi nui kā koe he, te tohine kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Kia ora. You and I have always known that there's been a shortage of Māori talent within our newsrooms, and the opportunity surfaced to do something about that. And obviously you've worked closely with these predominantly young people, I won't say exclusively, who now have got a bit of a newsroom or journalistic buzz going on. Tell us firstly about Te Rito. Has it fulfilled what you hoped it might? And then we'll talk about how you felt that it's been recognised globally. But for our listeners, tell us more about Te Rito and how it's performed across the last couple of years, please, Lois.
Okay, so Te Rito project started last year, launched in February last year, 12-month program, and that was thanks to the Public Interest Journalism Fund. We were able to put this program together. It's a program that is a collaboration between four media organisations: NZME, whom I represent, Whakaapa Māori, News Hub, and Pacific Media Network. And between those four organisations, we're able to provide experiences and skills and across mainstream and Indigenous media with PMN, Pacific Media Network, and Pakaka Māori. So we're incredibly privileged to have been able to do the program. As you said, we hired 24. So the Public Interest Journalism Fund, PIJF, enabled us to pay them for training. So that is one of the biggest points of difference. But we were determined to find candidates who could bring themselves. So that's their cultural awareness as part of being a journalist. Because I think what we're lacking, as you know, is that perspective and whakaaro that comes from Māori Pacific Indigenous thinking, our collective thinking, into mainstream spaces. It's not easy. It's still challenging, but it's really important. I feel like you just reminded me before we went live of I'm the longest-serving journalist, Māori journalist in the country, apparently. So it's been 40 years, 42 years in the coming. So I feel really privileged to be involved at this level, at my stage of my career.
And may I please acknowledge your longevity in what is a challenging environment, Lois. We are seeing more recognition from news-gathering professionals about the need for better coverage of Māori issues. Having worked in the Māori media myself for three decades, I guess, Lois, at times been quite critical because of a lack of experience, understanding who to talk to, how to talk to many of our people. And in many ways, sadly, we've been misrepresented, and the media has been, in a way, responsible for, very, at times, negative stereotyping of our people. I'm not being disrespectful here, sis. I'm just... Now, this is the way we've read the lay of the land. But fortunately, recognising now that they can do something about it, I guess the sadness in all of that is that the PIJF is on the wane, it would seem. So, we were able to get this momentum, encourage some talent into the sector, get tutored by people like yourself and others. But then, sadly, that fund is facing demise. Oh, that'd be disappointing, even, bearing in mind how successful Te Rito's been in the last year or two, eh?
Yes, although when we started this, we were always mindful that was a two-year project at most. So the real challenge isn't the success that's happened in the last year, and because our cadets from last year are doing amazingly well in positions across the industry. The real challenge is sustaining that now beyond the PIJX. It means that newsrooms are going to have to take that on board and really, that's a real challenge, Dale, is sustaining it. And I believe we can. And when you talked about the challenges of having to deal with mainstream media who see things differently and don't represent us well, I will die in a ditch arguing that the best way to affect change in mainstream newsrooms is to have more of us in that space to help change Whakaaro. The thing is that it's an incremental change. It's not going to happen straight away. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough being in that space and being at the other end of the criticism, launched that mainstream media. But I really feel that's where I need to be. And that's where I feel we need a lot of our people.
The skill of writing journalism is really at the basis of all we do. We come up with ideas. We need to relay them, whether it's the in the creative sector particularly, and in any format, it's got to start with something on paper. So the writing skill is absolutely vital, and it's an important area of Māori development that's been somewhat neglected over the years by tribal leadership. We're getting a better handle on its importance. I mean, we do opinion of ourselves is shaped by what we read or hear or see of us. And so it's really important that our kaupapa are reflected professionally and well. So you've got a team of cadets who've come on board. Who would you like to acknowledge, Lois? Because you wouldn't have been able to take it all on yourself. And they've been exposed to many professionals in the journalism space. And you might also touch on why you think it is that many of our own people, Māori, haven't been drawn into this area, considering how important it is for our development going forward. About 18 questions there, but you can take your pick, really, Lois Tule.
I'll start with the last one. Why aren't we seeing, or why haven't we seen more? And I think, as you mentioned earlier, how we've been portrayed is difficult to handle. And, you know, why do people want to come into that space if they feel it's an unsafe space? So we have to change those spaces from the inside out. So anything, any mahi that's done in those spaces isn't going to be seen necessarily from the outside because, as I said before, a change in cultural shift is incremental. But, you know, I feel fortunate to be in a newsroom that 40 years ago I wouldn't be hearing young journalists coming in saying, morena, kia ora, and that's just normal for all our young reporters, our white Pākehā reporters. And it gives me a small thrill still because it's a big change, but it's not enough yet. I'm rambling now. What was the other question there?
Look, some might say, and I've been critical of the Herald over the years too, because sometimes I've found that it sensationalises Māori issues. You've been there 40 years. And I guess, sister, you know, trying to get traction on Māori issues, and I guess in a way you've got to spend money to get the good oil. Are we witnessing a turnaround in attitude from what is NZME is one of our most prominent, if not the most prominent media entities in the land? Many would say that this skewed perception of Te Ao Māori across generations has resulted in the lay of the land we witness now. Lois, you've been there a long time. Do you really think there's a sincere change at the top in attitudes towards the way that Māori issues are reported through the Herald and through NZME?
I've definitely seen a change. I've been at the Herald for 7 years. I've spent a big part of my career elsewhere. But I have seen that change in the 7 years. I've seen the change in attitude. But it doesn't mean we don't get it wrong. And it happens a lot. It's disappointing, but then we've got to soldier on. I feel like we've just got to keep the good fight going. I just want to go back to you mentioned that, you know, I'm not doing this alone. I absolutely am not doing it alone. In terms of the Te Reo program, it's It's the definition of the baby being raised by the village, and the four media partners who look after Te Reo. The Kinects are lucky because they're exposed to some incredible journalists, senior journalists in those newsrooms. You talked about the writing. We spend a lot of time on writing. You can teach people to write. You can't teach them necessarily how to think, or you don't want to, right? So our people and Pacifica people are storytellers, the natural storytellers. So we have to harness that storytelling in a way that that we don't necessarily have in the newsrooms now. So we don't want to mould them into what we already have. We want to elevate what they bring that's different. And I think that's one of the successes of Te Reo.
And congratulations on the tohu from New York. It's interesting that we sometimes think of ourselves, a little country at the top of the world, because I like to invert the globe. And the media challenges that we have aren't noted offshore, but obviously this project has been recognised and awarded this Best Innovation in Newsroom Transformation. It's a significant tohu, and I know it was afforded the kaupapa some time ago, but even so, it's a great calling card to have for a project that hopefully will get some more opportunity and funding to be enhanced in the future. What does the award mean to the kaupapa going forward?
Well, we've had a lot of interest from lots of places, internally and externally, particularly from First Nations countries. They're interested. I think the award, I think what set our application or our entry apart from the others is within our category, ours is the only that had been focused on developing Indigenous journalism or journalists. So, and of course, we've got interest from other countries. In fact, in September, we're running a workshop with 12 First Nations cadets are coming across for Marae Hui for a week to explore Indigenous journalism and how we navigate that. And we've also got invitations to three Pacifica-based young journalists or cadets. So that's pretty exciting, and had interest in Canada and Hawaii as well. And there is work, we are in discussions at the moment about how we can take the program forward. It may look different, but it's the kaupapa that we take forward.